Now we're finishing up Rishon Gimel Sif Aleph, halacha of taking the pot off the coals on Shabbos, according to the Gemara. The fact the pot is sitting on the coals is not Isser of Atmana, since it wasn't completely enveloped by the coals, etc. The shaila is when you take the pot off the coals, you're going to shake up the coals. And therefore, the Gemara says you should do it gently, preferably through a guy. And of them, the Mishnah Berurah says that only the pot is sitting directly on the coals. But if the coals are going around the pot a little bit, then a Yisrael Yid cannot take the pot out from between the coals, because the subscription that certainly is going to shake up the coals is going to make some of the ones that are not on get lit, and some of the ones that are lit go out. It's mavir, it's machaba, even if it's not macham for that, it's subscription. Some say even Amir La'akum is also an subscription. But Mishnah Berurah says it's Erech Shabbos, you can make all to do Amir La'akum on subscription, have a guy take the pot out from between the coals. Sif Beis, now we move on to the Dinim of Chazar. If you have an oven, the Shulchan Aruch said it's grufuk tumah as a blech, you take the pot on, pot off of it, you can put the pot back on even on Shabbos, as long as it's grufuk tumah, as long as you have a blech, only with certain conditions. Number one, it has to be that the food in the pot is still hot. Mishnah Berurah explains it's for a simple reason, otherwise you can have a problem with bishalach bishal of recooking it. And therefore, the way we pass it, based on their mom, in Siman Shein Ches, Sif Tezvav, it's only a problem to put it back down in terms of recooking it if it's a style of gami, if it really completely cooled off. But if it's not completely cooled off, it's only partially cooled off, then according to the months in Mishnah Ches, there's no problem with Bishal HaBishal, and there's no problem with putting it back down. In any case, that's from a Bishal point of view. But from the Isser Drabban of Chazar point of view, even if it has a blech, there's still more conditions. Even if it's still hot, there are more conditions that Chazal made to have the Heter on the Isser Chazara on Shabbos. The Mechaber holds, as long as Loi Nichol Gabi Kaka, you're not put down on the ground. It used to be when you want to put a pot away, you put it down on the ground. As long as you're not put it down on the ground, it means it's still in the middle of being used. So then you can put it back down on the blech, on the kira at Skrufuk Tumah, again, as long as it did not cool off. Their mo adds more conditions. Their mo hold is not good enough. They did not put it down on the ground where they used to put things away. Nowadays, we'd say in the fridge. Rather, it has to be more than that. It has to be oida biyada that you're still holding on to it. It has to be that still in your hands. Once you put it down even in a temporary place, let's say you put it down on a south on a bench, or we would say put it down on the counter, an in-between place, their mo said that's already too late. If you put it down on the counter, you cannot put it back on the fire, on the blech, on Shabbos. Also, the Mo says it has to be as daitel hachzer. When you took it off, you're planning on putting it back. But when you took it off, you're not planning on putting it back. If you thought that was it, you're finished. Then you change your mind. You want to put the challah back on the blech, on the crock pot, because you want to have some challah again by Shalosh Shodes. It's too late. So according to the Mechaber, as long as you did not put it away, you did not put it on the floor where they used to put things away, we'd say now the fridge, it's fine. You can put it back on the blech as long as it's still Rasach still hot. Their money needs more than that. He needs other biyadi, you're still holding on to it. Not that you put it down the counter, and also died to the hafzer. This is a shayla antika paiskim. If you put it on the counter, but you're still holding on to it with one hand, is that still called other biyadi? In which it is, the other paiskim are machmer on that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah is machmer on this. It has to be other biyadi and died to the hafzer. However, he says, you look in the Berlach, there are many Rishonim or Mamekel, and therefore he says that the Shas HaTzerech, when there's a time of need, you can make it be semach on the fact that other biyadi is still in your hands, even if it's not died to the hafzer and do chazara. You can also make a daitel haksa by itself without oida biyada. Additionally, the Berlacha brings from Kveger, Shaila, what if somebody else, not the owner, a different person, was the one that took it off and was not daitel haksa or was not oida biyada? Does he have the power to aser someone else's food from being put back on? The Kveger says that if it was just lacking daitel haksa, then he cannot aser somebody else's thing because he cannot aser Domishin Shaloi. But if it was not oida biyada, he put it down, then Eide Maisi could ask something that's not yours. There's a famous Shtigl Navi Ezri from Rav Shach, where he goes, not like a figure, and other places come, Shalom Zalman discusses as well. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Heter of Chazara, even with oida biyada and all that, is only if it's Davka Agabi, put it back on top of the Kira. But the Seichel put it into the oven, that's also. Even the oven that's a Kira, that has a concept of a blech, still, you cannot put it inside. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's no top and inside. There's just one flat top. Imagine like a flat crockpot there. That's not considered inside. As long as you have a blech and you have the other conditions, you could put it back down. In a taner, it's also du chazar. If it is garv kotim, if it has a blech, who said in the past, taner is more chomer, and the kupach will depend. Who's like b'kash, gvav, gdevus, v'etzim. Our ovens we've established in the past have a kira, and therefore a blech will help to do chazara on top of the kira on the blech. The more minds that's only the vushko tzorcha, the top is fully cooked, then you can do chazar, but if it's not fully cooked, you cannot do chazar because they're putting it back down the blech now. You're doing bishul because you're helping finish cooking it the rest of the way.